Omer Rav, kol anoyse sholom l'chavei roi, koydim shispalel, his kilu osa boma. He gives somebody sholom aleichem before you daven, it's as if you're making a boma. Shenemar, chidlu lochem min odem, ashe neshoma biyafoi, don't stop doing this, to go to somebody before you daven, ki bameh nechshavu. What kind of choshev is he, kenegar HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Is al tikru bameh, el a boma. It's like a water boma. Shmuel Omar, Bameh cheshavta lezeh, v'loy leleho. I mean, you're a match of this person more than a Kodesh Baruch Hu. See how it doesn't, you don't read the word Bameh, but talk just the process Bameh. It's not a nice thing to give Sholem before you daven. For the Mar Kasha from our Mishnah, Moser HaSheshes, Bifrokim, we have the whole Mishnah here, Sherem of Ne'akovid Umeshiv. You see, you are allowed to give Sholem Aleichem, even in the middle of saying Krishma, and that's before you said Tfilah. So how are you now supposed to say Sholem before you say Tfilah? When is it also, if you go to your friend's house to give him Shalom Aleichem, that's not nice. But if you start meeting him in the street, or here when you're in shul and he comes over to you, then you're allowed to give him Shalom Aleichem. Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav Zeira, Kol Oysa Chveitza Koydim Sheyispalu, you do your own thing before you daven Kilu Bona Boma. Omalei Boma Matav, you say a Boma? Omalei Loi Osa Kamin, I mean to say it's Osa. You're not supposed to do your own tzrichim before you daven, do your own work. First do tzedek, means first go daven, then be yosim l'derech plomo. Then you put your feet on the right derech, what you have to do. The Yom Ravid Yvaravin, Yom Rav Yitzchak Barashin, Kol HaMispalom, the first you daven. The Yachar Kach Yetz L'Derech, then you go and do your business. His HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ois Lech, Faith of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, be with you the whole day. Shenema Tzedek L'Fon of Yahalich, that means first we go Davin, do Tzedek, then be Yosem L'Derech Poma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will put his, he'll be with you the whole day. Rashi, Chidlu L'Chem Min Odom, Kishyesh L'Chem Lasek, B'Chavar HaMokim, Al-Tisasku B'Chavar Odom. The lav hochi lomali lechto. Why should you stop being nice to people? No, it means instead of doing Hashem, you shouldn't do with people. Ushmul loyd norish loshin boma elikim hashmul means bamecha shavta lezeh shekdamta lechvod lechvodi. It doesn't match the word boma, but the same shot. It's not nice that he gave somebody else shalom before he gave Hashem. Shalom of Ne'akovid lokriyish makoydim tefilu gatoni shul. So see, you are allowed to give shalom aleichem before you daven. When do they say it's also to give somebody Shalom Aleichem to Mashkan Lepiskoi? That means only if you go to his house in the morning to give him, welcome him, give him Shalom Aleichem, that's also. But if you meet Yechava while you walk into shul, you meet him in the street, then you're allowed to give him Shalom Aleichem. You know, the word Shalom Aleichem is questionable. Some people say you shouldn't say the word Shalom, because Shalom is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. So it's not nice like, to give Shalom to somebody else before you gave Shalom to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lashenke, to say Tzafra, the Maratov, to say good morning, that's better. Like, that's mutter. If you meet your chaver in the street while you're going to shul, you're allowed to say good morning to him. That's nothing wrong. There's only question if you say the word Shalom Aleichem. Because the word Shalom is Hashem's name. It's not nice to say it before you daven to Hashem. What? That's also right. That'll be better. Spill it down like that. Right. What? Yeah, that's also better. Sure. Well, this thing though, to give, not to say Shalom, to give out the end, that's much better. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Zeira, Kol Alan Shivas Yom Alei Chaloyim, if you sleep, Seven Evad Chaloyim, Nikra Rash, and Emma Vesaveil Yolin, Vayipokid Ruh, Al Tikru Sova, El Sheva, means if you sleep 7 days, then it'll be bad. Shashi Al Tikru Sova, El Sheva, Yolin, Vayipokid Minashmayim Vachaloyim. He said, they don't come to you in Shemayim, in a dream, Hareyu Ralakach, it's bad for you. A Mashkich Mufakta means they don't care about you, they don't come to you. But I'll say it's a good thing to have a dream. Usually what they say is everybody does dream, even though you don't remember it, or you forget it in the middle of the night. Well, usually we have dreams. Omele Rav Acha Brei de Reb Chiyah Bar Abba Hochiyam Reb Chiyam Reb Yechin Kol Amaz Biya Asma Medivrei Torah. If before you go to sleep, you learn Torah. Then you go to sleep. You won't have any hurry roar in the middle of the night. If you go to sleep, fold up, as Bali pocket rod, nothing bad will happen to you. The Mishnah said, Claude, what's the Bein HaProkim between the first Bracha and the second Bracha? Second Bracha, then between Shema, Vayim Shemaya, and Vahoy, between Shema and Vayim Shemaya. Then the Machlokes was just the last thing between Emes, is that a Hefsek or not? Amr Abahu, Amr Rabbi Yechin, Aloha Krab Yehuda. The Yama Bein Elohechem, Li Emes, Viyatsev Lo Yafsek. That's not called a Mokim Hefsek. And Mela, if you give Shalom, it's only Mifnei Hayira and not Mifnei HaKovit. Now, the Pshat that Emes is not called a Hefsek, even after you say the word Emes. Hefshit, Yafsi Ani Hashem Lakechem Emes. What about after you said the word Emes? Is it a Hefsek there? It's also not a Hefsek. Hey, there's no Mokim Hefsek. Yes, Emes, Viyatsev, Nochin, that's all one thing without a Hefsek. Omer Rabu, Omer Rabbi Yechinin. My Tamay Rabbi Yehuda. Why isn't it called a Hefsek? Luchur, you finished saying Shema, and you're starting saying now a new Pasha. So why isn't it called a Hefsek? There says what the prophet says, Vashem Elokeichem Emes. You see, it's one Hemshech. Tretti Gemara now, Choyze V'yomer Emes, Oyeina Choyze V'yomer Emes. It means in a case where somebody said, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, and all of a sudden his father came in. So he said before, Mifnei HaYira, you're allowed to give him Shalom Aleichem. Real somebody came to you and gave you Shalom Aleichem. You're allowed to answer him back. Now, so you're mastic. When you go back now, do you have to say Emes again or not? As you first said, Ani Hashem Lakechem Emes. You said Emes once. And right then, somebody was mastic you. So you have to start over again with Emes or not. Chayzav Yom Emes. Amar Abahu, Amar Rabbi Yechinin. Yes, Chayzav Yom Emes. If you're mastic, if you said the word Emes, when you start later, you have to say again the word Emes. Rab Oma No Eimel Chayzav Yom Emes. You don't have to say over Emes again. You said it once, that's enough. There was a ma'isu, the nachas came with the rabbi. Somebody went in front of rabbi. Shemiya rabbi, rabbi heard the way he was saying Krishma, the yom emes emes. Was this ma'isa? He said, Ani Hashem Lakechem Emes. Then so his rabbi came and gave him Shalom Aleichem, so he answered him back. And then he said, Emes again. Trez inni. I'm a rabbi, rabbi atainis this person. Call emes vi emes tafsil ai. That this guy likes to chap on, likes to keep on saying emes emes. It's not nice. Like you said an extra word, you're not supposed to. Trashi. Call Emes, Emes, Tavsul Hai. Rehita Shal Emes, Tavsul Lezeh. Like his mouth is a broken record. He keeps on saying over Emes, Emes, Emes. That's not right. Omer Rav Yosef, Kama Malia, Hosh Maitetu. How good this halacha is. The Riyasar Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda. Omer, Amri Marov. Is how good this halacha will soon see what they said in Eretz Yisrael. And Amri Marov in Eretz Yisrael used to say, Arvis, when you say Kriyashim at night, so Pshita, the first two parshas you have to say that's the mitzvah deraisa. The shail is about the third parsha of Vayomer. That the Ika parsha is about tzitzis, and tzitzis is not nogeya balayla. So what's the chiyuv to say the third parsha? So in Eretz Yisrael they didn't say Vayomer. In Eretz Yisrael they used to Arvin, used to say Davar al bnei Yisrael the amartu aleim, and used to stop and they said Ani Hashem Lakechem Emes. They made a shortcut. They left out the whole middle of the parsha about parsha tzitzis they didn't say. They just said Yerusha Moshe Davar al bnei Yisrael the amartu aleim. And then they said, Ani Hashem Lakechem Emes. That's what they said in Eretz Yisrael. And he liked it very much, this halacha. Omle Abaya, Abaya Tainis. What? Some say that if you say the beginning of the end of a parsha, it wouldn't be there. It's only the middle of a parsha. But they say the beginning of the Indian, the end of the Indian, it wouldn't be so good for us. Right? It's a good kasha. Yes, it's a kasha. For someone to say. The other Gemara was, they want to say Parsha's Bilam. Just to take out the middle parsha by itself. That's an issa. But to say the beginning of a parsha and the end of a parsha by itself would be alright. They didn't say that either. Said, that's not the Likuva. For tomorrow, Omar Le'abaya, Maima Yusa, what's so great about this Shemaita? Lomar Rav Kane, Omar Rav. Lo Yatko. Them is sin at night, you don't have to say by Yomer at all. No, the Yim Hisko, somebody did start to say the Parsha, Lachar is Goymer. You have to say the whole Parsha. So who's the Kashim of Bnei Rova? The Baal, they started to say it, they're supposed to finish it. The Chitayma, maybe you'll say a Terence Terence Yisrael. The Yamato Lehem, Lehevi Ascholo. In the Marova, they hold you. Say, Dabra Bnei Yisrael, Yamato Lehem, that's not called Ascholo. Only if you say more, it's called Ascholo. But that's not called Ascholo yet. So the Gemara no, Amar Rav Shmuel by Yitzchak, Amar Rav, Davro B'nei Yisrael, Lo Yav Yeskola. Just to say that, Davro B'nei Yisrael, that's not called you started it yet. Of a V'yamatru Aleim, Hev Yeskola. So the Baal Teretz Yisrael said, V'yamatru Aleim, Luchu, they should have to finish their Pasha. Hence the Gemara Teretz's name, Rav, is Amar Rav Popo, Kosavi, this is the Machlekes. they hold the amartu alayim namely have the ascholah. They think on this halacha. They hold Dabra b'nei Yisrael the amartu alayim is still not called starting the parasha. Up until there you can stop. That's what they did. Ad yom of Yosalem tzitzis. When you start saying parasha tzitzis, that's where you can't stop. So that's Pshan Eretz Yisrael. So Zok Tabaya, how do we have to feel the Klamaisa? How do we get our mimic that we say the whole Vayomer at night? Omer Abayi Hilkach. He says in Eretz Yisrael, the meaning was that they always used to say, Davra v'nei Yisrov yamatro layim. That much they did say. So who we have to do that they did in Eretz Yisrael? Because Eretz Yisrael didn't continue, because they held yamatro layim is not called haskalah. That's why you start saying v'yosalem tzitzis. Ma'ashen came for us. Ava v'chilon v'yaskilon migmanam v'garminim. For us, since we have to say this much yamatro layim, and we hold yamatro layim is called, you did start saying the parasha, and may we finish, we say the whole parasha is vayomer. So Amar Rav Kanu, Amar Rav, lo yaskol, don't start saying vayomer. Vayim hiskol, if you did start to say vayomer, goymer. And since we hold that yamatro layim is called haskola, therefore we, our minig is to say the whole vayomer at night time also. Shlashi hoshmaite toho, to Rav, to Rav Shmuel Bayudu, Amar Rav. Shriyash Moshe Arvit and Kurim Bo Pasha Titus Kula, the Fi Shane Mitzit Titus Balaila. Abu Maskil Moshe, they used to start doing it in Eretz Yisrael. O Mastikin Bo, O Madalgan Vyoyma Nia Shema Kechem Em. But we, how we hold Lo Yakla, and Sorok Lasko Vyema, I was not to say that at all. O Maskula Masklinin, so Maskula Marova. Our minig is we do start saying it because they start in Eretz Yisrael. But we finish off because we hold the Matlein is called Askola, therefore we have to finish our Pasha. Right. Chia Barab Omar Omar Ani Hashem Olakechem Sorach Leimer Emes. You say Ani Hashem Olakechem, you have to say the word Emes. Lo Yom Ani Hashem Olakechem Einay Sorach Leimer Emes. You don't have to say the word Emes. For the Gemara Akasha now on B'chal Marova, I have a boy Leab Kuri Atzias Mitzrayim. We have before the Mishnah Laban Kol Yemecha Yecha Filu Balayla the Mitzvah Atzias Mitzrayim. So if they didn't say Ani Hashem Olakechem, Asher Atzias Yeschem Yas Mitzrayim. The only said Ani Hashem Olakechem Emes. Where was the mitzvah Yitzchak Mitzrayim? They didn't mention it at night time. And the Gemara, yes, they did mention it. They said Emes Femunu also. The Omar Hochi, after they said Ani Hashem Olakechem Emes, they said Meidim Anach Noloch Hashem Olakeinu Shoyt Seisonu Miyaretz Mitzrayim Uf Visonu Beis Avodim V'yosit Alonu Nisim Gvuros Alayom V'sharon Olot Lecho. And we sang to you. That's what they ended off. They didn't say the whole bracha Emes Emunah, they didn't say in Eretz Yisrael. Only these few words they said. So, but in these few words, you talk about that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. So, Yetz the Mitzvah Tuchiyat Mitzrayim. So, Drashi, Omra Ni Hashem Alakeichem Dainu Pasha Tzitziz Yisroch Lem Emes Kedosiv Hashem Alakim Emes. For Boi Lakuri Yetzias Mitzrayim that Nan, in the Mishnah before, Maskiru Yetzias Mitzrayim Balelai. We have a Mitzvah to say that Maitem also. Vila Yom Emes Vemuno, Vila Yom Apasha Tzitzis, Echi Mat Yitzias Mitzrayim. Where would they yaitse this mitzvah to say Yitzias Mitzrayim? As we the Maitzi could be yaitse in one or two places. Either in the end of Ayyamir Asher Oseis Yitzchem Eretz Mitzrayim, or else in Emes Vemuno we talk about Yitzias Mitzrayim. But in Eretz Yisrael, my Rav, they didn't say either one of them. They didn't say Anir Shalmakech Asher Oseis Yitzchem, and they didn't say Emes Vemuno. The Teres Tzolah, they said at least this part of the bracha they did say. Vishirona Lechod Rashi Mikol Moichah Beilim. Ma'achuscha rov anecho agol yisro vashkivenu. That they did say. But Emes Vemuna, they only said these three psukim. This was Taisus Kash and Rashi. The Rashi before said that the bracha Emes Vemuna is called the bracha rucha. That's a very long bracha. So there is the Tzakash. You see how more you can make the bracha very very short. Is that all you had to say here? Was just these two lines you had to say. Ma'idem anachmu locha shor sani me'at Mitzrayim. This is very small. His Rashi calls Hashkivenu is called the small bracha, but Emes Vemuna is called the bracha arucha. Fred Toises he can make though Emes Vemuna in three lines here. So why is it called the bracha arucha? But the terrace we said was that the side of Rashi bracha arucha means you're saying different in yonim. The bracha doesn't only have one inyan to it. The bracha has three different in yonim to the bracha. That makes the bracha arucha. Now Shekin Hashkivenu, the whole thing talks about one inyan. That Hashem should protect us from the mazikim, or anybody that does bad to us. Now Shekin Hashkivenu, Emes Vemuna, you have to say three things. What are the three things? Like we say here, that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, and the Beis Avodim, for the son of Beis Avodim, the Tisla Nisim Gvur, Al Hayom, that you made the mistake for the seven base of Lodim Atamakas Bechorus, and you made the Kriyas Yamsuf. Now these are the three inyonim you're supposed to mention them as Amuda. You see it from Shraim, Makas Bechorus, and in Kriyas Yamsuf. So the Abi you say it even though it's in very short, but it's three different inyonim, that's called the Brach Aruch. Right, the Omer of Yeshua ben Korcho, Lomo Kodma Pasha Shema. So he says the Seder in the Mishnah, why do we have the first Pasha first? That's Kabbalah Sol Makas Shemayim, then the second Pasha is Kabbalah Sol Mitzvah. Now the Gemara says another reason. Tanya Reb Shimon ben Yechoyoyimah, V'din hu really Sheyaktim Shema Levoyim Shemayim. Have another reason why Shema should come first. Shezel Lulmoid V'zel Olami. That this one's talking about you yourself to learn, and the second Pasha is talking about teaching others. So Drashi, Shezel Lulmoid V'dibata Bo. It's in the first behalf that says V'dibata Bo, you should learn. So Pshita, before you teach others, you have to learn yourself first. V'zel Olami. Olimaratem Oysam Esbenechem. If you didn't learn yourself, hech yuma, that's born of how you teach your children. Therefore, Pshita, first comes the first parasha of Haftam, that's talking about teaching yourself. The Barta Bam, you should learn. And then comes the second parasha of Limaratem to teach your children. Why does the second parasha come before the third parasha? Sheze lilmoy, vizela. The second one talks about learning, teaching the children. And the last parasha is about doing the mitzvah, tzitzis. So also, first teach others, then do mitzvahs. Shashi v'zeh last place, v'yemir ein bu elu asiyah. So we're talking about asiyah. That's his cloud. For the Gemara, it's tell us. For the Ma'otu Shema, lilmoid ispe l'lamei v'lasat lestei. In the first parasha of Ahavta, you have all three in Yonim there. V'laksir v'shinantam. V'shinantam means teach the children, so it's also teach. U'kshartem u'ksavtam. It talks about tefillin and about mezuzahs. Those are asiyah mitzvahs. So the first parasha of Ahavta has all three inyanim to it. It has the chiyuv to learn yourself, to teach your children, and do mitzvahs. V'su, v'oyim shemoya, lilmoid hu diyisper, it does only have about teaching. V'las is left, but doesn't have about doing mitzvahs. V'otzir v'ukshartem u'chsavtem. It has also mitzvah, tefillin, and mezuzah. Elo hokikom, here's what I mean to say. V'edinu shetaktim shema, first shema shekom, l'voyim shemoya, shezeh, the first parasha has all three inyanim. Lilmoid, l'dababom, it says, Lamed v'shinantum v'nechom v'lasoy sukshatim achsavtim. It says that's why v'hafahafta comes first, has all three inyanim. V'yim shemay the second pasha l'vayimer comes before the third pasha shezeh yeshpa lilmoid v'lasoy. It's the second pasha has about teaching and about doing mitzvahs. And v'yimer ein bu elu lasoy tuvah. That's why you have to say that. For the Gemara v'teipik leim and Yeshua ben Korcho. What's wrong with the time of the Mishnah? The Mishnah says another reason, that the first one is Kabbalah Somach HaShemayim, then Kabbalah's Mitzvahs, and Bayoim is not Nagei Balayla, only Bayoim. And the Gemara, Chodah V'yayikam, Enech Nami, he's saying a time, and it's also masking to the Mishnah's time. Chodah, one time, is like the Mishnah says, Kadeshi Kabbalah Olav, Ol Mach HaShemayim Chila, V'yachakaki Kabbalah Olav, Ol Mitzvahs. That's one reason. The Yod, he's saying another reason. Meshum dis pehani miliach v'naisom. That by Yod, that the Hafta has all three in Yonim, that's the theme of why it comes first. Trashu kshatim, the tefillin, uchsatim, the mezuzah siyi. Amor Rav, Mashi Yodah, Rav used to wash his hands in the morning, the Korah Kriyishma, and he'll say Kriyishma, v'yana tefillin. Then he would first put on tefillin. This is the kasha, what do we hold? First you put on tefillin, then you say Kriyishma. Well, see, the maskana was the shamash didn't bring his film. He left his film home. He didn't get it yet. And it was getting late, so he had to say Krishna first. But that's the terrorist. But he did was, he washed his hands, he said Krishna, then he put on film. But solely, then he damaged Manasri. Fred Gemara, the Heichir, of Yehochi, how do you do like this? On the Tirashi, Rashi, Rav Masha Yodi, Pamachas, only happened one time. His Ruah Shasa came. Veichi Yevon Hokad Rashi Shikdim Krishma Letzvilin. That's first he said Krishma then Tzvilin. That's the kasha. What Tanya we learned? Hachoyf Koich LeMeis. If somebody is Isaac digging the kever for a mace, that's called his Isaac B'mitzvah. Hachoyf Koich LeMeis B'kever. Somebody is digging out the hole. Koich usually a mold used to have in the ground. Used to like make a hole in the wall to put the mace in. Is Potter mi Krishma, it's Potter from Krishma, or Minat Filu from Davani, because he's Isaac with Mitzvah, Potter mi Mitzvah, so Minat Filu from Film also. Or we call Mitzvah Samur for Torah, every Mitzvah. The Giyah Zman Krishma, it becomes the Zman Krishma, then now it says there's a Stira, now it says Oila, you're supposed to stop digging and go up, the Nath the Yod of Washi ends a Maniach Filu, the current Krishma must follow. So here the kashrut, you see what's the seder. First you put on tefillin, and then you say krishma. So the kashrut and Rav, how come Rav first said krishma, then tefillin? Rakol Purim is left, right, at the stirim and elvei, for the gemara gufa kashya. Reisha ma potter. First you say, if you're digging a grave, you potter for no mitzvahs. I think the mitzvahs potter in a mitzvahs. But safe, and right away you say no. It comes as man krishma, stop digging, and go and daven. Sefer chayim. And the gemara holokash, that's not so schwer. There's a chilek, sefer betray. We have two people digging. So maybe you could finish the grave, even if one stops and says krishma, while the other one is digging. For reisha b'chot. Hashanah, the righteous talking about there's only one digger there, so you have to finish. Their mason's there, they're waiting for you. So there, you're in the mitzvah, you shouldn't stop. But Hashanah, when you have two, so you can take a break. One digs and one says Shema, then they change around. It's Shran Rav here, the Seder, it says. You're supposed to wash your hands, put on tefillin, then say Krishma. Salkum Rav first said Krishma, then put on tefillin. And the Gemara, Rav Kibishu ben Korcha Svirle. I'll tell you, Rav holds the Kibishu ben Korcha. The Yom HaWad, O Macha Shemayim Tchila, V'yachah Kachol Mitzvahs. It's the Mishnah. He says, why do we first say V'yahavta, and then V'yidem V'hoyim Shemayim? Because V'yahavta has Kabbalah O Macha Shemayim. That means like Krishna comes first. Then you do the Mitzvahs. For the Gemara, Eimud Yom Yom Yeshua ben Korcha L'haktiv. Kriya L'kriya. He's only talking about the Seda Parshis. We say first Shema, then Voyim Shemoyim. Or the Kriya La'siya Mishamat Lein. Did Yeshua ben Korcha say that first you could say Krishma and then do the mitzvah Tfilin? Abadet Negeit Asiya Tfilin. Tfilin comes first. I go soon see why. The Su, Misav like Yeshua ben Korcha, is that true? The Amar Rabbi Chiya Barashi. Zimnim, another time, Sagin, I was walking, I have a Kim Nakaim with the Rav, I was going in front of Rav. And I saw Rav, Umati Moshe Yodei, he washed his hands, Umavorach, he made Brichas HaTorah, Umati learned Pirk, he gave a shear, he learned, then Umonach Tfilin, first he put on Tfilin, Vodah Kori Krishma. You see, Rav himself, Rebbe himself, first put on Tfilin, and then he said Krishma. But the Mavichi time of Adlai Mot is the man Krishma, talking about here, it didn't come this man Krishma yet, him came of Azoi, Maya Sadusei. The Rebbe Chiya Barashi, what's the Sabbath? What are you saying then? Chitiv, it didn't come as man Krishma. And the Gemara, La'afukem iman biyoma le'mishnein tzarech levorach. That some learned that here the Maisa was that he washed his hands and he made a bracha, bracha satorah, and then he said a shir. So the chiddush here is that he made a bracha satorah. Even though he's only learning Mishnais, and there's a man beyond before that says only on Mikra he has to make a bracha, not for Mishnah. Shemash, not even for Mishnah, also he has to make a bracha. Now it's circle of work. So maybe this Maisa wouldn't be such a kasha. But Mikol Mokam kasha the Rav, but still a kasha the first Maisa Rav. How come over there Rav first said Krishma, and then he put on tefillin? And Gemara, the Matkana Rish, Lucha Yudi Yavis. So that only happened one time, that the shliach that was supposed to bring his tefillin got delayed. And by the time he came to shul, it was after his man Krishma. So the Rav chapped the rind and said Krishma first, and then he put on tefillin. Rashi. Kuch, Rashi, Kever Shechoyfim Bekiros Moro, Okra Dalad Rochel Zayon Tfochim. That's what he used to dig. It's in the gray, in the cave. He used to dig in the sides, in the wall of a cave, to put the mace in. Put them in Krishma, the Eisi, the Mitzvah, put them in a Mitzvah. They mean the Parakama. The Shiftacha, the Veisecha, perhaps the Eisi, the Mitzvah. The Sefer says you have to stop and say Krishma, the Parat, the Gokakama. In Shnaim, if there are two people digging, Meninach Eskabe Rechoif, let him finish digging, Vuaylo Mekayim Mitzvah Krishma, Tfilin, Utfila, Vechoizel, and Locha, Vechabe Reyali, Meninach Tfilin, Krishma, Vistama. And when we call Mokam Tfilin, Koizim, the Krishma, you see here, that first you put on Tfilin, then you say Krishma. So first we want to say Rav holds like Rabbi Shul Mekorcher, all mitzvahs, the Anocha Tfilin, all mitzvah. Putting on Tfilin is all mitzvahs. So first comes all Machashmaim, say Krishma, then you do the mitzvah Tfilin. For the Gemara Yoni said that by Kriya Kriya, Shema, Shukabos, Machashmaim, Levohayim, Shemaya, Shukabos, all mitzvahs. That one comes before the other one. Mashen came before the mitzvah. Asiya, Vada, first you put on Tfilin, then you say Krishma. So another Maisa was Rav, Maskin got up early, Mavorach Alateri, made a Brichas Atera, Maskin Turkin, he learned, Al Modrashi, Maskin Mulasik Patera, Dainu Asiya the Mitzvahs, first he did Mitzvahs, Maskin Malchashemayim, there's another Kasha that says first he did Mitzvahs, and then he did all Malchashemayim. So you see, he's also Maskin, first put on film, then say Krishma. So Maskin Atera was, Shluchi Yehudi Yovid. Hashliya Kilko. The Shliya got lost. Sheikha Lohavi Leit Filim. Mikora Vigi is man Krishma. Vuskot Lishkor Kdesh Layavra's man. The about later when the Shliya came, he put on his tefillin. But the reason why he said Shriyashma first was because the Shliya wasn't even on it. But about our rabbis also ask him to say that like we do, first we put on tefillin, and then we say Krishma. Like the Morris says next one more line, Amar Ula, Kol HaKoyre Krishma B'loi Tefillin, Kilo Neyedei D'Sheke B'Yatzmoy. That's our Allah, that's why the Krishma, don't you make that tefillin on. Remember Chiyav HaRabbah Rav Yechanan, Kilo Hikrev Oyla B'loi Mincha D'Zevach B'loi D'Sochim. As if you brought a Korban Oyla without a Mincha, or you didn't do the Mitzvah B'Shleimu. But Rashi here also, Rashi, Kilo Hikrev Oyla B'loi Mincha, or before, Kilo Meirei D'Sheke B'Atzmoy, Lishnam Aliyah, it's like a nice lotion. Kilo Hikrev Oyla B'loi Mincha, Shechai V'akot V'akrev Imo. When you bring a Korban Oyla, you're supposed to bring a Mincha with it. Shenema V'athir Seifot, Af HaKoyra V'yena Mekayim, Ain a Goymer of the Mitzvah. It's like a concern in the Mitzvah's Kriyashma. You're not Mekayim the Mitzvah Kitakuna. It's the Mitzvah supposed to be with the Tefillin on. I got a place before we asked the Kasher Rashi Shita was that in the morning you're first to get up and daven first and then learn. Rashi learns not even supposed to learn before you daven. So here's the Meister was Rav, so get up, he washed his hands, he made Brich Sarv, he gave a shear, and then he first said Krishma, then he first daven. So Mashmi, you are allowed to learn before you daven. So Teres they say is a shilut whether you're learning the Rav and giving a shear. If you're learning the Rav, even Rashi's Mashmi, you're allowed to learn first. Because for Rabbim, it's not Shaykh, they'll come later. Maybe they can't make it later. You're allowed to daven, you're allowed to learn for Rabbim. Now, Shaykhim B'Yochid, if it's a question, should you learn first and then daven? Well, daven first and then learn, Rashi Shita is, first you're supposed to daven and then learn. But here the Maestro was Rab Tony Turka, he gave a Shia B'Rabbim, that's Mutter.